One other thing I want to ask you about is ranching in an area where it's this mountainous. Does that require any kind of special tools? I mean, I'm sure it's kind of hard sometimes to get tractors and plows and stuff in these mountainous areas.
Well, it's harder, sure. And then they're all small patches, which makes it still harder. A flat is a lot easier to farm than a hillside.
Yeah. Do you have any of your alfalfa net growing on the hillside, or do you keep it mostly in the flat areas?
No, we had it on the hillsides, just every place, wherever we farmed.
Wherever you can get it.
Yeah.
But that must have been awful hard, and I'm just thinking back to the old days when you didn't have powered tractors, when you were just doing
it. It was all done by hand or with what you could do with a team of horses.
Were there certain areas that a horse couldn't go because it was too mountainous or too steep to plow or to cut?
Well, we'd stay away from that. I mean, you'd have to be able to get a horse into it, otherwise we wouldn't farm it.
The last thing I wanted to ask you was, if you think back to the early days, I'm wondering, did y'all have to timber out this area at all? I mean, did y'all have to cut
Not in my time, but it was timbered out before my time, I'm sure.
I was just wondering if your family had to do a lot of the first cutting down of the trees in this area?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, that was already done.
They did some, probably, but not all that much.
Mm-hmm. And
originally, they had a sawmill before they came here. They had what? That's why sawmill is named Sawmill Gulch. They had a sawmill down there someplace.
Hmm. So this was a big timber area.
I think so.
They did a lot of timber. I wonder where that timber went for. Did it go to service the mines further up, or
probably for the mines and then for the railroad?
That's right.